Moderate House Republicans teamed up with Democrats Monday to push through sweeping changes in how Idaho regulates medical debt collections. James Dawson reports.
Yesterday's vote in the Idaho House was a striking rebuke of one of their own and a tale of tug-of-war between an influential lobbying group and a billionaire businessman. The bill is being pushed by Melaleuca CEO Frank Vandersloot. Republican Representative Brian Zollinger collects medical debt for his clients and has clashed with Vandersloot in court over these debts. The bill would set deadlines for medical providers to submit invoices. It would also cap fees lawyers could collect if they win in court.
All these horror stories, getting to sent to collection doesn't cost anything at all.
That's Zollinger, who says debtors can avoid extra fees if they pay the first time they get called by a collection agency. But that still could put a black mark on their credit report for years. Zollinger alone spoke for nearly half of the two-hour debate. He says the bill strips away a doctor's right to be paid.
Frankly, I think it's flat out un-American.
Zollinger specifically mentioned the Idaho Freedom Foundation, a conservative lobbying group that ranks this proposal among the worst introduced this session. That triggered a testy scene involving Republican Representative Ron Furness, who called out Zollinger's business partner and his connections to the group.
Well, the member of the board that sits on the Freedom Foundation is the attorney that sends out the, is part of the collection agency.
Okay, let's not get personal here.
The 49 lawmakers who approved the bill will get penalized in the lobbying group's annual Freedom Index. The proposal now heads to the Senate. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.